All right, this is Jim Taylor on WMJ and WMJ.com. Mercer County School District, they've named a new high school principal effective with the start of next school year. That's Andrea Cooper, who grew up in Fulton and currently administrator in the Quad City. So I guess first up, Andrea, wanted to tell us a little bit about your background and kind of your career path in education.
Yeah, so, yep, grew up in Fulton, which is a very similar community to Aledo. So that's one of the things that drew me back to a smaller, you know, Illinois rural community. So did my undergraduate work at Central College in Pella, Iowa, and majored in vocal music education. So I'm a music teacher by trade for the last 15 years. And then completed a couple different master's degrees. My first one was from Walden University in middle level education. And then second was from Western Illinois University in educational leadership, which is where I obtained my administrative degree. So I started my teaching career in Orion, taught there for 4 years, moved to Pleasant Valley School District for a year. And then my husband and I moved overseas with his job. And I taught for the Department of Defense School System in Kaiserslautern, Germany. And then since we've been back from there, I've been in the Bettendorf Community School District. So starting there as a choir director, and then this year as the Dean of Students at Bettendorf Middle School.
So what kind of enticed you about this position at Mercer County High School?
So getting back to a small rural community, you know, I've been, since I finished my educational leadership degree, I just really felt pulled into the administrative side of education. I really enjoyed teaching music, and I'm happy to say that I left that job still loving it, but I was ready for the next change, or the next challenge, the next chapter, so to speak, and new administration was where I wanted to be. So started looking just around the area at what was available, and when the Mercer County job came open, I actually knew about it right away because it was hunting season in the fall, and I was in Aledo. My husband goes hunting every year with his family just outside of Aledo, and that night we were all, you know, hanging out after they finished up their hunting, and my husband's grandfather, who just recently passed, Gordon Cooper, said, "Hey, I don't know if you heard this, but Mercer County's principal at the high school is leaving." And I said, "Oh, yeah." And so we just got to talking, and it just is a community that's very close to home, and or as far as the demographic and the size and the community feel. And I just started thinking about it and said to my husband, you know, I can really see myself back in a small community. And then when I was lucky enough to get the first interview, I walked away from the first interview and I called my husband on the way home and I said, "You know what, Brandon, that felt like home." So that felt comfortable. You know, Mr. Petrie and the teachers that I interviewed with and the interview committee, they were so warm and welcoming, and it just felt like a community that I could call home. So I was extremely excited when I got called back for the second interview, and even more so when I was offered the job. And even going back to the board, I went to the board meeting last Wednesday where I was approved. And even just sitting there during the board meeting again, just at a smaller community, again, just felt like home. It felt comfortable. And I'm really excited to serve the community of Mercer County.
So you have a tie, or you have connections to kind of Mercer County and Aledo. So you are familiar with the community a little bit coming in. You mentioned the late Gordon Cooper. So you have some connection already to the community, right?
Yes, sir. And connection kind of goes back a little bit to high school too. So when I was in high school, was back when Aledo was on their streak of winning the state championship in football. And I remember coming down and playing the Green Dragons. So I knew about Aledo then, and then when I married my husband, his whole side of the family, his parents both graduated from Aledo High School, and he has lots of family still in the area. And actually, my mother-in-law's late father is Thomas Ray, who was the mayor of Aledo for quite some time back in the day. So lots of some family ties to that area on my husband's side.
All right. You mentioned you have a music education background, so I'm assuming that through your interview process, you understand how big the music program and how important the music program is in the Mercer County School District.
Yes, and that's, you know, that's one of the things that I was so excited about Mercer County, is that they're strong academically, athletically, and in the fine arts. And I just think that's wonderful. And I'm a fine arts teacher, like you said, and like I said, by trade, but I also absolutely love athletics and feel like I have a good balance in of both. And so I'm excited to be in a community that really treasures and prizes both and has successful programs. It's so important for our kids to be connected to school, and athletics and fine arts are a great, great way to do it.
All right. Anything else you need to mention that I didn't bring up that you'd like to say to our listening audience?
Not necessarily, just that I'm really excited to join the community and love meeting people, love talking to people face to face. So if anybody ever has any questions, ideas, partnerships, you know, anything that they ever want to talk about as far as what's going on and what we can do as a whole village and community to make our school stronger, you know, I would love to talk to them. So just reach out to me anytime, and we'll continue working together to build upon the awesome things that are already happening at Mercer County High School to just serve our kids and the staff and the community the best that we possibly can.